Unit 3, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening Comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. My favorite drink is Chinese green tea. My favorite drink is Chinese green tea.
2. Collecting stamps is one of David's hobbies. Collecting stamps is one of David's hobbies.
3. Ellen is choosing peppers in the supermarket. Ellen is choosing peppers in the supermarket.
4. Tom is taking a walk with his pet dog in the park. Tom is taking a walk with his pet dog in the park.
5. Look, how lovely the toy bear is. Shall we buy one? Look, how lovely the toy bear is. Shall we buy one?
6. My grandma usually has a quick nap after lunch. My grandma usually has a quick nap after lunch.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. What can I do for you, madam?
Yes, I'd like a pizza, please.
Sure. Would you like a small one or a large one?
A small one, please. May I also have a salad?
What kind of salad would you like? We have a green salad and a tomato salad.
A green one, please.
Question. What does the woman want? What can I do for you, madam?
Yes, I'd like a pizza, please.
Sure. Would you like a small one or a large one?
A small one, please.May I also have a salad?
What kind of salad would you like? We have a green salad and a tomato salad.
A green one, please.
Question. What does the woman want?
8. You've got a radio-controlled robot, haven't you?
Yeah, it's great. It can help me do everything except homework.
It's wonderful. How I wish I could get one, too.
Question.What can't the robot do for the boy?
You've got a radio-controlled robot, haven't you?
Yeah, it's great. It can help me do everything except homework.
It's wonderful. How I wish I could get one, too.
Question. What can't the robot do for the boy?
9. Could you finish your work at 3, Peter?
What's the time now?
It's 2:30.
I think I can finish it then.
Question. How soon can Peter finish his work? Could you finish your work at 3, Peter?
What's the time now?
It's 2:30.
I think I can finish it then.
Question. How soon can Peter finish his work?
10. Now, Kitty.Please show me your homework.
Okay. Here you are, sir.
Well done, Kitty. You are working hard these days.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
Now, Kitty, please show me your homework.
Okay. Here you are, sir.
Well done, Kitty. You are working hard these days.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?11. We are going to France for a few weeks.
Where are you going to stay?
In a seaside village, so I will have plenty of time lying on the beach. It will be relaxing, I think.
Sounds great.
Question. What is the woman going to do on holiday? We are going to France for a few weeks.
Where are you going to stay?
In a seaside village, so I will have plenty of time lying on the beach. It will be relaxing, I think.
Sounds great.
Question, what is the woman going to do on holiday?
What's wrong with David?
He has a bad cold.
A bad cold? How did he get it?
He played football all day and was wet all over.
My God, he didn't review his lessons yesterday? How can he pass today's exam?
Question, why doesn't David feel so well?
What's wrong with David?
He has a bad cold.
A bad cold? How did he get it?
He played football all day and was wet all over.
My God, he didn't review his lessons yesterday? How can he pass today's exam?
Question, why doesn't David feel so well?
Excuse me, where is boarding gate 2? I want to take the flight to Paris.
It's on the second floor. The elevator on the right can take you there.
Question, where are the two speakers? Excuse me, where is boarding gate 2? I want to take the flight to Paris.
It's on the second floor. The elevator on the right can take you there.
Question, where are the two speakers? Would you like to go to the reading room with me tonight, Susan?
I'd love to, thanks. But I'm so tired. I just want to have a good rest at home.
Okay, relax yourself. I'll phone you tomorrow.
Question, what does Susan mean?
Would you like to go to the reading room with me tonight, Susan?
I'd love to, thanks. But I'm so tired. I just want to have a good rest at home.
Okay, relax yourself. I'll phone you tomorrow.
Question, what does Susan mean?
Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
All summer, Helen and her friend Rolf spent hours by the river near their school every day. One day, they found a bird. One of its wings was hurt. They looked after it. The bird became their friend then. Each day, it would fly to them. It would take food from their hands. Autumn came. Rolf moved to another city with his family. Helen felt very sad. He'll forget me.Helen told her father. No, he won't, her father said. You can write letters to him. Then one day in late autumn, the bird flew away. It went to the south for winter. Helen felt sad again. He wrote to Rolf about it, and he wrote back. Maybe the bird will remember you, Rolf wrote. Maybe it will come back someday. Winter passed, and spring came.Soon the days were warm and sunny. One day, Helen saw many birds by the river. When Helen ran up to feed them, the birds became frightened. But only one bird didn't. It waved its wings and opened its mouth. It was that bird. It remembered Helen. Helen was very happy because she saw her old friend again. She thought she should write to Rolf to tell him the good news.All summer, Helen and her friend Rolf spent hours by the river near their school every day. One day, they found a bird. One of its wings was hurt. They looked after it. The bird became their friend then. Each day, it would fly to them. It would take food from their hands. Autumn came. Rolf moved to another city with his family. Helen felt very sad.He'll forget me, Helen told her father. No, he won't, her father said. You can write letters to him. Then one day in late autumn, the bird flew away. It went to the south for winter. Helen felt sad again. He wrote to Rolf about it, and he wrote back. Maybe the bird will remember you, Rolf wrote. Maybe it will come back someday. Winter passed and spring came. Soon the days were warm and sunny. One day, Helen saw many birds by the river. When Helen ran up to feed them, the birds became frightened. But only one bird didn't. It waved its wings and opened its mouth. It was that bird. It remembered Helen. Helen was very happy because she saw her old friend again. She thought she should write to Rolf to tell him the good news.
D. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Hello, this is 6322-1489.
Hello, could I speak to Jim, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Jim. This is Kathy. I just want to ask you a little favor.
Oh, sure. What can I do for you?
My sister Diana is coming to visit our school. I am supposed to meet her at the front of the main hall at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I forgot that I've got a doctor's appointment tomorrow morning, so I can't go and meet her. Could you possibly meet her for me?
Yes, but I have never seen your sister before.
Well, she is of average height and quite slim. She's 20 years old with short, curly hair, and she has a lovely face and usually looks pretty cheerful. It's easy to recognize her. She usually wears jeans with sports shoes.
Okay, let me write that down. Medium height and slim, about 20 years old, with short curly hair and a lovely face. She will probably be wearing jeans with sports shoes. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I think I should be able to recognize her.
Thank you so much.
Hello, this is 6322-1489.
Hello, could I speak to Jim, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Jim. This is Kathy. I just want to ask you a little favor.
Oh, sure. What can I do for you?
My sister Diana is coming to visit our school. I am supposed to meet her at the front of the main hall at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I forgot that I've got a doctor's appointment tomorrow morning, so I can't go and meet her. Could you possibly meet her for me?
Yes, but I have never seen your sister before.
Well, she is of average height and quite slim. She's 20 years old with short, curly hair, and she has a lovely face and usually looks pretty cheerful. It's easy to recognize her. She usually wears jeans with sports shoes.
Okay, let me write that down. Medium height and slim, about 20 years old, with short curly hair and a lovely face. She will probably be wearing jeans with sports shoes. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I think I should be able to recognize her.
Thank you so much.